It's the Power FM Brekkie Show. Josh here flying solo. Married at First Sight has been, I'm exhausted just thinking about it. It's been a crazy few weeks. Coming up to the end of the series, I mean, insane TV, okay? And someone who always seems to find themselves at the center of drama, not wanting to be the center of drama, but Melissa is on the phone. Morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Josh. You've really hit the nail on the head there.
I really feel for you because I am not, I really try to cut out the drama in my life as much as possible, and I feel like you're the same, and to have all this drama around you, it kind of felt like you were chucked in the deep end of not being in your comfort zone, maybe?
Oh, absolutely. I was out of my comfort zone for the entire 3 months of filming when we were at a dinner party, at a commitment ceremony, anything to do with the entire cast, to be honest. I was just completely uncomfortable.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I would be as well if, you know, if I was in that same situation. What's it been like watching the show and seeing everyone's comments and reliving some of the moments just kind of detached from it in your living room, watching it?
Yeah, detached is a perfect word because that's what I've been from the show. I've not watched the show except for last night's episode because I knew that there wasn't too much drama.
Yep.
Basically, my mental health has just gone downhill since the show's aired.
Yeah.
It got really bad last week after we were hearing about all these horrific things that were being put out to the media and comments online, and I won't watch the show. It's not something I need to relive, and I just live in the moment with Bryce and my family, but yeah, I'm sure it's been great entertainment for everybody.
Yeah, well, it has been, and there has been, people, no matter how many people are seemingly against you and Bryce, there has been a lot of people coming out saying MAFS should take more accountability. They, you know, Channel 9 should have more they should be looking after the mental health of their contestants a little bit more. So as many people as there are against you, there are certainly a heap of people for you as well. So just remember that. We saw on the show what your families thought. That was a bit of a brutally honest episode there. Have their opinions changed? Have they warmed up? How are your family feeling about it all?
My family aren't watching either.
Okay.
They want to know the Bryce that they have now, not the Bryce that they're seeing portrayed on TV. So, watching their daughter as well, constantly in tears, or, you know, having all these girls constantly bringing up these rumours and just not letting it die. It was really triggering, not only for them, but for a lot of the general public as well with what was happening. So they're in a good space when the show is not on. So what's that, Wednesday to Saturday?
Yeah.
Things pretty good.
Yeah, awesome. So half the week, that's good. So Bryce has been saying, you know, he's got a bit of a bad edit, which, you know, everyone should know that reality TV shows are heavily, heavily edited. But do you think the same about yourself? Are you happy with how you've been portrayed on the show? Because obviously I would imagine you don't get a real say in that matter.
Yeah, true. We don't get a say. And I was 100% completely myself. I was very genuine. And I am actually that introverted and shy and reserved. But there were definitely times like last night, which I'm actually really impressed that they did show me actually speaking out, because that happened quite a few times. There was even a dinner party incident where I swore and, you know, got up in someone's face in front of one of the other girls, but that wasn't shown because that doesn't go with my storyline.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm happy with how I've acted throughout the experience, but looking back, gosh, I wish I stood up more and spoke out more.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, it's a very extreme learning curve for you.
Definitely. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
Myself and about others.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Melissa, I won't keep you any longer. Thank you so much for having a chat. It was quick, but it was definitely worth it. I hope, after everything that's happened on Married at First Sight, I hope you find happiness. I hope you have happiness in your life from now on.
I definitely do, Josh. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Melissa.
Bye.